Unit 3. Online Travel. Comic Strip. Page 38.
What's this, Eddie?
I have no idea.
It looks like a television.
Yes, I agree.
What's this, Eddie?
I think it's the remote control. Look, the TV is turned on now. Let's change the channel. This channel is boring.
Reading. A. Around the World in 8 Hours. Pages 40 to 41. Daniel has just got this month's Computer Club newsletter. He is reading an article about a new educational CD-ROM called Around the World in 8 Hours. Here is the article.
Around the World in 8 Hours. Good news! A new educational CD-ROM called Around the World in 8 Hours has just come out. It sounds interesting, doesn't it? This CD-ROM can help you learn English and geography at the same time. It is designed by Nancy Jackson. Yes, she is the designer of the all-time favorite CD-ROM Online Traveler. Let me tell you about this wonderful new game. The main character of this game is Itchy Feet. He is a 13-year-old boy who loves traveling. One day, he was lying on the grass looking at the beautiful blue sky when he fell asleep and had a very strange dream. In his dream, he saw a golden cloud. These words were written on it. Welcome, travelers. See those big clouds of different colors with questions on them? You earn a point every time you answer a question correctly. When you have earned enough points, a cloud will come down and carry you off to a place you have never visited before. When you play this game, you will play the role of Itchy Feet. This game has 8 levels, and each level will take you about an hour to finish. If you are smart, you can travel around the world in 8 hours. This CD-ROM helps you learn English by testing your knowledge of English grammar and vocabulary. Every time you reach a new place, you will see a lot of useful information about that place on your screen. For example, when you reach London, you will learn about the Museum of London and many other interesting places. Every time you pass a level, you will see a world map. The places you have visited are marked in bright purple. What will you see after you pass all 8 levels? Well, that is for you to find out. This game is the best on the market. You will really enjoy it. You can get it in all computer shops and bookshops. Get it now before it's sold out.
Integrated skills. A. Traveling at home. Page 50. A1. Millie is listening to a radio interview about a new educational CD-ROM called Daily English. She has downloaded a description of it, but some of the words are missing. Listen to the first part of the interview. Help her complete the description. Well, June, you're going to tell us about this new CD-ROM program called Daily English, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. It's a wonderful new course from Australia. It's really very interesting.
What does this course include?
It includes a book and 5 CD-ROMs.
That's nice. Who do you think would like to use this course?
Well, it's very good for tourists and students.
Good. What sorts of things can we learn from Daily English?
Many things, like using the telephone, asking and answering questions, talking about the weather and the time.
Are there any special topics in the course?
Oh, yes. There are many topics. Let's see. We have travel and hotels, food and drink, and shopping and money.
And are there any tours or games in Daily English?
Oh, yes, of course. There are short tours of Australia and New Zealand. And if you need help, a friendly guide called Anita will help you.
A2. The second part of the description is about the different icons. However, the icons and their functions got mixed up because of a virus. Listen to the second part of the interview. Write down the names of the icons, then match them with the correct functions. June, can you tell us how this program works?
Well, there are 5 main icons. They are book, ear, tour, pencil, and Anita.
Sorry. Do you mind repeating the names of those icons, please?
Yes, sure. They're book, ear, tour, pencil, and Anita.
So, what happens when I click each of these icons?
Well, when you click the book icon, you can read articles and stories about a topic. When you click the ear icon, you can listen to people talking. With the tour icon, you can go on short tours of Australia and New Zealand.
What about the pencil and Anita icons?
When you click the pencil icon, you can do some exercises. When you need help, you can click the Anita icon.
Daily English sounds really interesting.
Yes, we think it's a great program.
B. Speak up. Asking for help. Page 51. You are using Daily English, but you have some problems. Talk to your partner about the problems. Use Sandy and Millie's conversation as a model. Replace the underlined words with your own information.
Can you show me how to start this online tour of Australia, please?
Yes, of course. Just click on the icon for tour and it'll start.
That's good. Thanks a lot.
Do you know this program can also let you do some exercises?
No. Do you mind telling me how to use this function?
No, not at all. It's very easy. Just click on the pencil icon. Can you see? A worksheet has just appeared on the screen.
Oh, yes. That's simple. Thanks a lot.